The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Top rope, it's the Long Island Ice Lee, and as you heard from that opener, we have WWF superstar Virgil. Virgil, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great every goddamn day. Ain't nothing holding me back, man.
Oh, man.
Only thing that holds me back is myself.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, my man. So I gotta ask.
Hey, Coach, I want all these people on here to be satisfied. You got this virus type bullshit roaming around. You gotta bring these people right in. We gotta bring them right in and then have our virus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
They're sick of all this good stuff right here.
Yeah.
They're just sick on the top rope, right?
That's right. Now.
Yeah.
I know you were trained by Afa Anawahi, the infamous Anawahi family.
Oh, yeah. Afa, it was great. And but the main one who put the action on me, because he spoke very little English, was Sika.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, man. Sika used to give me some goddamn clothes on, almost said I had no more voice.
I can imagine that. You know, they're a family dynasty, in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, great, man. Great.
Now, when you...
When I broke in,
mm-hmm.
It was me, Rodney Anawahi, you may know him as Yokozuna,
mm-hmm.
And Samosa Fatu, you may know him as Rikishi. We all broke in together.
Yeah.
And we broke in Allentown, Pennsylvania, first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all went down to where Sika's from Pensacola, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Tecola, right. And Alpha was up in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Now you had a match with Yokozuna actually. I believe it was at SummerSlam. What was it like taking the bonsai drop? Because he is a big guy. He was a big guy.
Hey, he can do that bonsai so good. It feels like a feather is laying on your chest.
Oh man,
that's how good he is.
So for a big man, you know, we can see that he could move, but he could also
can move. Man, he can move like a rattlesnake moving the people. But this rattlesnake is weighing 500-something pounds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how good he is, man.
That is absolutely crazy. So in summer of 87, you debut as Virgil with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. What was it like for you to make your way to the WWF?
Me and Ted started going around all the year of 87. We went all around the world doing all kinds of videos, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All kind of videos, doing videos on this, dogging people out here, dogging people out there, dogging people around the world, you know?
Yep.
And show that everyone got a price. Everyone has a price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call him the Million Dollar Man for nothing when he's stuffing $100 bill in his opponent's mouth.
Oh, shoving money right down your mouth like you're someone's stepchild, you know?
Yeah. Now, There have been multiple times where, during his entrance and everything, you along with Million Dollar Man would, you know, throw money at the audience. Was that real money? Were those real $100 bills?
that was 100% real money, man. I had to go to Vince McMahon to get $20,000 in $100 bills to throw out to the people. No, not. I really had to get it from Gorilla Monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw these $100 bills out to all the people. But I have women with my name written on their titties, on their asses. Some girl pulled her dress all the way up, and my name was going right across their vagina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because they wanted that money, man. They wanted that paper.
Hey.
Yeah. You mean you cut them titties out, Virgil on one titty, $1 million man on the other titty. You mean?
Yeah.
they show how he came down. He was trying to fix that Boo Blazer outfit. He's way up at the top of the arena, okay?
Yeah.
He's trying to fix it, and he hit the release button by mistake. And he came right down. His chin hit right up under the turnbuckle right there.
Yeah.
And it broke his whole neck immediately right there.
Okay.
When the two doctors rolled right in the ring, Owen was already dead.
Yeah, because I remember Jerry Lawler got in there, too, at one point.
Yeah, he's already gone.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. And I did watch the Dark Side of the Ring episode of that, like any wrestling fan did, and I thought they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah. I heard the wife got a really big sweet penny, you may off of that, you may. Because she came back and sued. Only one she could really sue was the WWF. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's who she sued.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, rightfully so.
I think Vince, they settled on a court on a major price, you mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know where she went to, you mean, like, I'm talking to Brett. I mean, Brett says she pulled out of Calgary and was long gone somewhere.
Oh, wow.
I think her one son, I mean, Owen's one son was 5 years old then, and Owen had just had a little girl, okay?
Yeah.
I think the little girl was so many months old or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you got to take part in so many spectacular moments while in the WWF, from WrestleMania 4 and 5 and the SummerSlams and all of that. WrestleMania 7, you beat Million Dollar Man by countout, you know, training with Rowdy Piper. And then SummerSlam 91, you win the Million Dollar Belt defeating the Million Dollar Man. You know, looking back at, like, the, you know, WrestleMania 4 and 5 and, you know, working with Andre and Hogan and all those guys, and that SummerSlam 91, like, what do those moments mean to you now, like, looking back?
Oh, man, it means great, man. Like, these guys were some of the greatest workers ever in the business, you mean?
Yeah.
The greatest workers in the business, man.
Yeah.
And they had the best angles and stuff. You know, your shit don't mean nothing unless you're in a great angle with somebody, you mean?
Yeah.
When you're in a good angle with someone and it means something, you're doing the thing just right, okay? It all makes real sense when you roll out of it. It all means great, great terminology right there, you mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Huh? Can I about this a little bit right there? Come on, Lee. Spit
around,
baby.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking to somebody else right there.
No,
I'm sorry. So you know, you had a flourishing career in WWF, and then you make the move to WCW, and right away you're paired in the most notorious known stable in WCW and probably all of professional wrestling history with the NWO.
Hulk called all the shots there. Ted Turner that. Hulk Hogan called all the shots, or they call him Hollywood down there, okay?
Yeah.
He called all the shots, and that was the main thing down there. It was Hulk, Hall and Nash, then Ted, and me came in, okay?
Yep.
And then X-Pac came in.
Yep.
Okay? And the only one we brought in at the time was Eric Bischoff.
Yeah.
See, Eric was already one of the guys down already in WCW.
Yeah.
World Championship Wrestling, you know, was owned by Ted Turner.
Yeah.
Turner called the shots there, multi-trillionaire. He had Atlanta Braves. He had six miles of real estate on Peach Street, okay?
Yep.
He had the Georgia Dome.
Yep.
Okay, he had everything, and Hulk ran all the wrestling action that year.
Oh man, that's
awesome. I seen one thing. Turner was there every time we had matches.
Yeah.
Yep. Ted Turner was right down there, man.
Oh wow, that's something I didn't know.
Huh?
I said that's something.
Oh, he came to every show down there, and he came back to the locker room right there.
Oh wow.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Oh yeah, I mean he let Hulk run the show, and Hulk ran the show like a goddamn pro, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you see how powerful that the original NWO is, you know?
Oh yeah.
And I got some sweet pictures of the original NWO.
Were they original photos by like WCW photographers and stuff?
Yeah, a regular photo. I mean, you can see in the background, you can see TNT, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can see WCW, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the picture I got, it was Nash, Bischoff right in the middle, and Scott Hall. Ted DiBiase in the far right corner, left corner. I was in the middle right there, and X-Pac in the far right corner, but you can't see Hulk because Hulk was right on the mic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were bringing Eric Bischoff right into the NWO. You know?
Yeah.
New World Order.
Yeah. And uh-huh. The NWO, the most notorious faction in pro wrestling, were supposed.
And I got an NWO shirt right here.
The original.
The original, right. Not the bull crapper is black and white. The NWO was all in white, you mean?
Yeah.
All the shirts all black. Right.
Yeah. And speaking of the NWO, they were supposed to be inducted into the 2020 Hall of Fame, which we now know is postponed. But
yeah.
it's Hulk, Hall, Nash, and Waltman. You and Ted had joined before X-Pac. Do you feel that you two should be in there with them going in?
Hey, this is what I think. You mean? I guess. I don't know when they're gonna bring the next action in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Maybe they're waiting to a down year, okay, where they want to bring in the other part of the original NWO.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I got the original picture right here. I got it right in my box, you know. Right into the original NWO, you mean?
Yeah. Now, what was the difference between working with the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, and then you return in 2010 to actually work with his son Ted DiBiase Jr.? What were the differences?
Junior's all right, but look, how are you gonna surpass your father? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his father started in the mid South. Okay.
Yeah.
See, he worked with the best guys in the world, then with Junkyard Dog and all the other guys. You mean?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you compare? How can he touch Ted? He can't touch his father.
Yeah.
That's why the angle really didn't go nowhere, you mean? Me and Teddy, me and the Million Dollar Man, we went around the world.
Yeah.
We went around the world rocking the whole action, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. What was it
and
like?
Go ahead. And people were busting their ass to come see me and Ted because they wanted to get some of that money.
Yeah.
Okay, how can you call the son, how can the son call, be the $1 billion man, and you're not throwing out one penny of money?
Yeah.
And Ted was $1 million man, and we're throwing out $20,000 each match.
Yeah.
And people were coming there, they were busting their ass getting to these arenas. That's just how we come to New York and here to be held over in the stadium where the Jets and the Giants play at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we came to Pittsburgh once And we had to go over to the stadium where Sting was playing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We were packing them in like rats, man. Because everyone wanted to get some of that money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've seen girls have me and Ted's name tattooed on their titties, on their asses, on their legs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't mind showing it to you, too. When they lift up, I mean, you're coming all out, they pull their dresses way up, you can see it. Or flip their tits out right at you, you can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, man. I remember seeing some of that with DX back in the day, but you guys were like the originators almost of that.
Yeah.
So, Virgil, what was it like being involved with AEW, and how did you get involved with AEW?
I think Jericho called one of my agents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we did. I mean, like Jericho, like me and Jericho is real cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind doing something else down to AEW for Jericho, you know? And the old man down there, he owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. I had a few words with him. I spoke to him, you know? Mm-hmm. And he said his son runs this AEW, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I'll keep it right here with kid, you know? And I see all the old dogs in there, you know what I mean? Like Billy Gunn, okay? All the guys in there that work for AEW, you know what I mean? They're all there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the guys used to be like the old guys in WCW, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Arn Anderson, all these guys, you know
what I mean? Yeah, even
though... So I wouldn't mind helping out down there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, even Dallas Page has been there.
Who?
Diamond Dallas Page, DDP.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna throw a little twist here because I want to talk a little bit about some of your action figures. How did you find
out? I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
I got a box with the action figures, Ted DiBiase,
mm-hmm.
and me in it.
Oh, is it the Jax Classic series?
I see it in a two-pack, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It was Ted DiBiase right there, the Million Dollar Man.
Yep.
There's a $100 bill in between it, in a pack.
Yeah.
And it was me, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't have that one. We'll have to talk after the show about that.
Yeah, but I got two of them. There's a little box right there. I got the actual figure of Ted in there. And me in there.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
In 93, you had a WWF Hasbro. It's a hotline today of collectibles. Back then, how did you find out that there was going to be an action figure made of you?
I'm trying to see. Who told me this? You mean like this, about that action figure? You told me that. Okay, remember Rick Martel?
Yeah.
Rick once told me about the action figure.
Okay.
Yeah, because Rick helped me out. Rick helped me out a lot, man. Talking about a working ass guy. Okay.
Yeah.
He can work like a bus driver driving a bus. You mean? Mm-hmm. That's how good he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
he said, keep your mouth shut. That's how good he was, man. Only one who was good as Rick Martel in the ring would be Tito Santana.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was,
Tito could take a blind man and he can work with you. that's how good Tito is.
Hey, and they used to be a tag team together, too.
So Tito and Rick?
Yeah. They were the Strike Force back in the day. I remember that.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
He's a Montreal boy, man. Martel.
Yeah, he's up in Canada.
Yeah. It was Montreal, Canada, man.
Yeah, and you recently did a virtual signing, which seems to be the new wave of how to do meet and greets. And you did that with Captain's Corners, and you actually auctioned off one of your ring vests.
Oh yeah, you talk about, you know, the vest that I wore under, like, my whole outfit. It was a silver outfit with, like, the red, the lapel, okay?
Yeah.
It was like a red vest, okay?
Yep.
And the red vest was for, like, about, I think, $375.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, these action figures in ring-worn gear, you know, become highly sought after and everything. And, yeah, I think it's really cool that, you know, you auctioned it off. And I just want to give you fans a spoiler alert. I'm the one who won the vest.
Oh, you're the one who got that vest, huh?
Yeah, I'm the one who won the vest.
No shit.
Yeah, I won that vest.
Yeah, man, I got some smooth pictures, man. Like, I got one. Okay, Vince was never in no picture, okay?
Yeah.
I got a picture, it was on 91? Mm-hmm. 1991? It's a cover Sports Illustrated, you mean? And you see Vince right in the center of the photo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to live it all. You got to be part of, like, the golden age of wrestling, and you grew, you know, your whole career was throughout all of the best parts, in my eyes, of professional wrestling, and now there's a new resurgence, and then we got to see you in AEW, which was really cool. So, you know, in my eyes, you know, that fuck money is still going for you, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I was in the best angle with the WWF, okay?
Yep.
And then we went to another best angle with WCW.
Yep.
The NWO.
Yeah.
For life. You mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. People still wear them shirts into different arenas where the WWE goes. You can still see NWO shirts right in the arena.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
You can see it all the time.
Yeah, all the time, man.
I got a... Huh?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got a black NWO shirt here. The original one.
Yeah.
NWO. Okay. Yeah.
You can't beat that.
And I got the action figure of me and Ted too.
Yeah. You highly sought after, highly collectible stuff. Virgil, I got.
Yeah, you might like that, man.
Yeah.
Some of your people might like it, right?
Oh, 100%. I know here when we get done with this interview, we're going to be talking about some of this stuff, actually. Virgil, I got to ask, where can fans find you on social media and follow you and stuff?
I have an agent, Ace Megan, okay?
Yeah.
He does a lot of things. I don't know, like, what is really on, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tried to ask him what is on, but he has, like, Facebook and all the other stuff. I just see it like a lot on
I know you're
on live here and see it on like, huh?
Yeah, I know you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I guess it's just as Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he shoots it out with all kind of stuff, you mean?
Oh yeah. The Twitter account is hilarious.
I mean, you get a lot of people that coming on Twitter and saying just the same.
Yeah. Well, for the fans that
want to
follow
you. A lot of them like it, you mean?
Yeah. For the fans that want to follow you, they can follow you on Twitter at TheRealVirgil. Everybody.
Yeah.
Virgil, I want to thank you for coming on and doing this interview with me. I have had a blast. This has been great. You know, for fans out there, I want to, you know, thank everyone for tuning in, listening, and make sure you go follow Virgil at The Real Virgil on Twitter. And, Virgil, thanks again, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you got the perch on the top rope, man. Okay, you got to keep them birds coming up, you mean? Keep them right on the top rope.
Absolutely, 100%.
You got to keep the people coming, crawling to you, so they try to jump up on the top rope.
Yeah,
get some of the action, you mean?
Absolutely. Fans, remember, we are spoiler free. We are out.